An appeal of Humboldt County permits for the Nordic Aqua Farms fish farm got denied by county supervisors, who responded to concerns about the scale of the project and its energy use by requiring annual sustainability reports and sponsorship of emission reduction programs. Filed by the Redwood Region Audubon Society, Humboldt Fishermen's Marketing Association, and 350 Humboldt, the appeal challenged an environmental impact report, or EIR, and its assessments of greenhouse gas emissions and impacts on ocean and bay ecosystems. During a day-long September 28th appeal hearing, representatives of the three groups said the EIR falls short on evaluating impacts. Use of fish feed and refrigerants, truck emission calculations, saltwater intake and wastewater discharge, and virus control all came under debate. The appellants argue that the scale of the project, it will total more than 766,000 square feet and produce 25,000 metric tons of Atlantic salmon a year, amps up the impacts. But Brenda Chandler, Nordic Aqua Farms interim CEO, said the indoor land-based fish farm project actually reduces greenhouse gas emissions by reversing a trend of seafood importation.
There's a significant imbalance in trade. The majority of seafood is actually imported into the U.S. We have an opportunity to begin a new trend. Why not make seafood production more local for food security, replace the imports, and reduce our overall CO2 impact? So salmon is among the fastest growing seafood products in the U.S. as discussed. Most of it is imported. The seafood deficit is over 90% and growing. Fish is displacing other sources of protein. Samoa was carefully selected for reusing existing key infrastructure, will restore a defunct facility, create efficient operations while being close to consumer markets. We are values-driven, dedicated, and competent management team with experience from aquaculture and technology, including engineering, construction, operating, and selling fish from land-based systems. Why Nordic? Here in this place and in this community, we are about sustainable aquaculture. It's our solution.
There was a mix of opinion during a public comment period. Several people emphasized the project's economic benefits, but several others described the EIR as inadequate and questioned its impacts analyses. Carolyn Griffith, executive director of the North Coast Environmental Center, said she was also speaking for Humboldt Baykeeper and told supervisors that to get a grip on impacts, the project needs to start small and work its way up.
As we have stated multiple times in previous comments about this project, the massive scale of this and the fact that Nordic has not had proven success with a project anywhere near the size causes us really serious concern. And since the beginning of our communications with folks from Nordic, we've been asking that they start with a smaller project and then scale up once they've proven that they can do so without impacting the health of the bay and the ocean. And this is especially important right now in light of the recent fish kills in San Francisco Bay that were exacerbated by nitrogen from wastewater, and in light of the importance of our native fisheries. Starting with a smaller project, which is an alternative that was not analyzed in the EIR, would reduce impacts related to the bay intakes and ocean discharge, as well as the greenhouse gas emissions from energy usage, refrigerant, fish feed, and trucking, and could demonstrate that the project can be done as it's been described.
The size of the project and of its total carbon footprint became a focus of supervisors' discussions. Supervisor Mike Wilson agreed with commenters who said production and importation of fish feed should be considered, and he believes the carbon crisis demands new standards of review.
I actually support the idea of looking at those external impacts with relationship to GHG and even fish food or fish feed sourcing and what those external impacts are, because again, we're trying to like internalize our impacts and not have them on other people. But again, it's like we should be maybe thinking about that also in when we permit a new gas station. Where does the gas come from that actually fills those tanks? And what's the impact on the environment from getting that? When we permit a new grocery store, what are the impacts of all the packaging and where that comes from that comes into our community? When we permit virtually any activity that includes importation of resources, maybe we should start be, you know, as a community thinking, taking leadership on that. And maybe this is the place where we start to do that, because, and I'm all about it. And so while we might not get all the way there in this project, maybe there's some baby steps or at least some starting places where we can talk about that.
After a long discussion and negotiations between county staff and Nordic supervisors, minus Supervisor Steve Madrone, who was unable to attend, agreed to deny the appeal but add permitting conditions. They include having Nordic do the annual sustainability report and host an annual summit on reducing carbon emissions. That could lead to community-wide initiatives, and Nordic is required to contribute at least $25,000 a year to specific programs. Nordic needs additional approvals, including state permits for water use and wastewater discharge, and federal permits for water intake and discharge infrastructure. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mentz.